Well, let's talk cricket and the Sydney Thunder. They were looking like the form team of the BBL until a recent slip-up in the Sydney Smash against the Sixers. The Thunder had won six on the trot, but they've dropped their past two games now to slip to third spot on the ladder. So it means the Thunder need to beat the Renegades tomorrow and hope the Sixers lose their final match against Brisbane if they want to make the qualifier, which is essentially a one-way ticket into the BBL final for the winner. Former New South Wales keeper Dan Smith, he knows all about BBL finals as a player and will be part of this series as the Thunder's assistant coach, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everyone. How are you going?
Very, very well. Great to be talking to you this morning. Obviously, that one would always sting for the Thunder against the Sixers. What did you learn from that loss?
Oh, yeah, look, in terms of learnings, we take a lot of learnings out of every single game, whether we win or lose. But I heard you mention about our last two slip-ups. Probably good timing. Certainly rather it now than at the business end of the season. And over a 14-game regular season, you're not going to get every single game right. So these things happen, but we'll learn from it. We'll move on.
And moving on, you will be playing the Renegades, last place Renegades tomorrow. How's that looking?
Well, again, last place Renegades, they're a dangerous outfit. They've got strength across with the bat and ball. Last time we played them, we got the cash over them. So again, we'll learn from what we got right and the little things we can improve there and hopefully build some momentum into the final series.
Morning, Daniel. I just want to chat to you a bit about a couple of the up-and-coming players, I suppose. Jason Sanger's had a breakout tournament so far this year. 10 Vs, obviously, continued his progression. Daniel Sam's having another great tournament. And Matthew Jukes has been great at the top of the order. What are the guys made of those young emerging prospects coming through the Thunder system?
Yeah, look, that's been certainly one of the pleasing aspects of this tournament for us. Our young guys have shown what they're capable of. Jason Sanger has been exceptional in terms of consistency and performance, and the other guys have shown what they're capable of. The exciting thing for them is they go into this final series with a hell of a lot of confidence under their belt. I'm sure we'll see some youngsters light it up in the final series.
Dan, as a player, obviously you spend a lot of time in the BBL. Now, as a coach, how difficult has it been to manage this COVID period? And obviously, we're seeing it in the results, aren't we, that, you know, the top four teams, Perth, Sydney Sixers, Sydney Thunder, Adelaide Strikers, they seem to be just a level above a lot of the other competition that have probably have some COVID issues. Look, I know everyone's been through it, but how difficult has it been to manage and how has that affected the results, do you think?
Look, it's certainly been a challenge. There's no hiding from that. Any time you sort of got to put life on hold to get through a tournament and obey all the strict biosecurity rules of, you know, picking up food and not being able to go out for dinner and all those sort of things that have its challenges. Our guys have been exceptional at it. They've really embraced it, realised that it's a short-term sacrifice to try and keep your squad fit and healthy. Some teams have been hit harder than others, and I guess at the end of the day, all the teams in the competition have sort of embraced it and just got on with it for the good of the game and make sure that whatever teams put on the field has been at least an entertaining game of cricket. And I mean, we've seen some brilliant things from some players that probably wouldn't have got opportunities, and hopefully that, you know, opportunity they got through this period has shown what they're capable of and shown the depth of Australian cricket.
Dan, Usman Khawaja obviously plays for the Thunder. What were your thoughts about his performance with the bat during the Ashes? But how important is it to get him back into your side as we head to the end of the season?
Yeah, look, Uzi's a class player. There's no doubt about that. His performance in that Sydney Test was showed what he's capable of. And to be honest, I wasn't really surprised. I think had he played the whole five tests, he probably would have churned out a truckload of runs. In terms of us, look, he's had a busy schedule. We'd be keen as mustard to get him back. I know he's keen to come back, and he'd be a fantastic in for us heading into the business end of the tournament.
Daniel, we seem to have this never-ending debate about the length of this BBL season, the right format for the finals, how many games is the right amount. We don't often hear from coaches and players what their thoughts are. What do you guys think about it? Is a 14-game regular season and a final series too much, or would you like it to be a little bit shorter?
It's a tough one for me because I haven't been involved for 8 years. I can't even remember how many games it was when I was playing, and it felt it felt like a long tournament then. But again, it's tough to judge it on crowd numbers because, you know, teams aren't necessarily playing home games. I have no doubt a lot of people aren't sort of going through the gates because they have that fear of COVID. So it's tough to say whether it's too long, too short, not enough, too much. But from a playing point of view, the boys are getting constant cricket. They're getting great opportunity to show what they're capable of on the big stage. And again, some brilliant learnings from it. So as far as I'm concerned, there's never too much cricket.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, coaching. Obviously, you've made the transition as an assistant coach with Trevor Bayliss, who incidentally is being mooted as potentially a next Australian coach. Even Andrew McDonald, who you know quite well, is in the Australian system, and he's been suggested as well. And he said he didn't want to there's rumours that he doesn't want to take the top job. Well, just give us some insight into coaching, the challenges that you think you face, and why would that be such a big job to take on the Australian cricket role?
Well, I think you look at how often the players are away from home, away from their families, and you know, especially given the times we have now with biosecurity bubbles, it is certainly a challenge. You know, you're probably away for up to 330 days a year. You know, you got to try and keep the players up and about, even though that they're putting their life on hold with bubbles. We've seen England struggles with it. It'd be a huge job. I have no doubt if Trevor did step into that role, he'd do a fantastic job. But, it has its challenges on and off the field, probably more so now than ever with COVID. And, you probably have to embrace a hell of a lot more. Mm.
Just one player I want to touch on, Dan, was Sam Billings. We saw he had a great impact for the Thunder at the start of the BBL season, then obviously had that long car trip and the last-minute call-up to the England Ashes test squad. What do you make of his contribution to the Thunder throughout this season?
He's a fantastic person, a fantastic cricketer. He brings a wealth of experience. The thing I love about him is his presence on the cricket field. He's shown that in the test match. Even though it was his debut, he had a brilliant presence with limited, I guess, well, red ball or pink ball preparation. He's shown what he's capable of, even in that short stint out there where he got 30 in the first innings. I think if he was given an extended run, he could do a tremendous thing for England, and they could do a lot worse with him behind the stumps.
Yeah, and you should know as a former keeper yourself, and there was also a little bit of criticism around Alex Carey. What did you make of his performance, not so much with the bat, but with the gloves? I know he put a couple down, but he also took a couple of screamers as well. How do you think he's done in taking over from Tim Payne?
I think he did a fantastic job. I think we forget that Kez hasn't played a lot of back-to-back red ball cricket, given his time in the white ball team with Australia. We tend to forget how physically challenging it is behind the pegs for back-to-back tests. He was certainly fatigued by the end of it, but he's shown what he's capable of. He'll be a fantastic clubman for a long period of time for Australia. The more cricket he gets under his belt back-to-back, you know, the better his body's going to hold up, the better he's going to move, and he'll show that he'll grasp those catches a hell of a lot more often than he misses them.
Well, it's a great endorsement from someone who certainly knows how to perform behind the stumps yourself, Dan. And good luck with the Sydney Thunder. Hopefully the team can get things right at the right end of the season, which is coming up at the end of the week. So best of luck.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, guys.